Saul Wordsworth Podcast.
Hello there, my name is Saul Wordsworth, and you're listening, as you may have already gathered, to Saul Wordsworth's podcast. Now, today is my inaugural, aka first ever, seat of the pants, make it up as you go along podcast. Today also happens to be the 26th of June, 2008, though I guess I cannot guarantee that to be the case when you're listening. It may be after the event, or indeed before. It happens to be a glorious sunny day up here in North London, I can tell you, but I can't really bring that to you properly in words alone. Now, listen, what an action-packed lineup I've got for you today. Later in the show, we'll be talking with none other than the current President of the United States, George W. Bush. W. Bush will be discussing his current fitness regime, his love of pretzels, and also his current policy in Iraq. Paul McCartney will be popping round. He'll be discussing his thumbs and also his why he's getting back together with Heather Mills. We'll also be visited by my next-door neighbour, Alan. Alan will be popping round for a chat. Alan's a bit rubbish, but he's unemployed, so what can you do? Anyway, it's time for a song. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we first met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I have never been aware, but as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. And that was my version of I've Just Seen a Face, a rather fetching little song written by Paul McCartney for the Help album of 1965. I wonder what the copyright issues are surrounding cover versions on podcasts. I guess I'll find out when Michael Jackson sues my ass and so that he can buy another chimp or something like that. But let us not at this juncture get bogged down in legalities, and on with the show. Well, I won't try that again, clearly. But it's my pleasure and privilege to announce the arrival of Alan into the studio. Alan is my esteemed next-door neighbour and local character. Alan, please take a seat. Alan and I have been neighbours for many years now. So, Alan, tell us, how are things? How are you? Well, it's just funny you should ask me that, Saul, because things are really, really bad, you know. Really, really fucking bad, actually. Right, I see. And how's Shirley? Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, she's, you know, it's a fucking nightmare. She is one hell of a bitch. I had no idea when I got involved with her what it's going to be like. And it's now this. Okay, Alan, what are you up to later? Well, we're supposed to be going to relate, you know, the two of us, because I suppose, because we can't relate, someone says, it's not a funny joke, is it? But, you know, I'm shitting myself because I don't know what it's going to be like. I've never been before. Have you got any pearls of wisdom for our listener or listeners, Alan, that you could impart? Yeah, I have. I mean, well, don't get married. And don't never risk anything in your life, because it'll probably go wrong. I wouldn't wear shorts in the winter either. But Alan, why didn't you tell us a funny story? You know, like we agreed. Tell the listeners the funny story about the Rottweiler, the one that ate the shoe. Go on, tell the readers that, listeners that.
I don't know no Rottweiler. I don't know no story about Rottweilers and shoes. I mean, I'll tell you something funny. I came home the other night, and there's Shirley with Parker from up the road, you know, and they're humping. It was awful.
You know what, Alan? You know what? Can you just leave, please?
What?
Can you just leave?
What?
This isn't working out. You're just bringing this me is, down. You're probably bringing our listeners down. Can you leave? Enough, yeah, that's it.
Right,
that's it.
Enough,
no, don't pull a... No, don't do that. Just leave.
Arsehole.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. Now shut the door after you, and I'll call you later. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, that was Alan. Everyone, he obviously things are not so easy for him at the moment. It's not normally like that. Obviously, since things are so difficult in his life, that's why I was taking such a careful touch with him, with my dear friend. But he'll be fine. You know, he'll rise again. Anyway, it's time for a song.
My family got the energy of three, more like a mobile zoo. Don't need a mum, need a keeper with a gun, only one thing to do. Have you got a light boy? Bobatine light. When you're feeling in a state, have a Molten AAA. Have you got a light boy? Bobatine light.
Well, I think that's about it for me, because quite frankly, I'm not quite sure how to save this and then carry on, so I'm going to bid you farewell. Thank you for listening, however many of you there are, and tune in again soon, because there will be more of the same, only better, in the future. Thank you, please, and goodbye.